not enough journalists on the ground, and frequent phone and internet blackouts have meant it's been hard to get a clear picture of what life is like for people in Gaza. That picture is becoming a little more clear now that some foreign nationals have been allowed to cross from Gaza into Egypt. One of them is 65-year-old Qasem Ali.
From Gaza, I've been in the village called Beit Hanun, which is now almost wiped out.
Qasem is a journalist, studied in America. In 1997, he got U.S. citizenship. He is also a citizen of Malta. Over a Zoom call, he told me he was visiting his mother.
She's about 90 years old.
In northern Gaza, 2 miles or so from the border with Israel, when, on October 7th, Hamas insurgents crossed the border into Israel, killing more than 1,400 people, taking more than 200 others hostage. The morning the war began, Qasem was up on the rooftop garden of his family home.
You know, I love gardening, so I have nice garden roof. And, you know, I wake up, I hear the missiles going, you know.
The missiles, yeah.
Former journalist, I pick up the mobile phone and started filming.
That video shows a beautiful, lush garden full of plants and birds chirping. A stunning sunrise, and then explosions, one after another. They were close.
So I figure out it will be serious. So I decide to take a shower before Israelis. It's crazy, but that's the reality, you know. So I took a shower quickly because I don't want to be died while I'm naked, you know. So I collect my handbag. After I showered, pick up my mother, the old mother, and went to Gaza.
They fled to Gaza City, to his sister's apartment.
Then, you know, like the bombardment went after us.
The missiles followed them. So they fled again. I asked him, what day was that?
You don't know days, my friend. You don't know. It is Monday or a Friday. Or all the days is the same. So you, if you ask me now, you know, after I left, what's the date? I don't know. That's the life of war, especially this war. I have been covering all the wars in Gaza, but this is different. This is not just a war. This is more than a war. This is more than a war.
But despite all this, despite the violence, despite not knowing what day it is, despite being a U.S. citizen, Qasem told me he didn't think about trying to leave. Not at first.
I want to stay with my sister and my mother. But then I managed to talk to my daughter. She's 13 years old, Nadia.
His 13-year-old daughter, Nadia. She lives in Canada.
And I couldn't, you know, die without seeing her. So then I decided to leave.
He didn't hear anything from the American government, even after he registered as a citizen trying to leave. But it was his American passport that got him out.
Oh, no, the American passport.
Through the Rafah crossing into Egypt this past Friday. He says then they were all put on a bus for hours, lots of checkpoints, searches, until eventually he got to Cairo Saturday morning and was put up in a hotel.
The only thing I want to do is just to have a shower for 26 days. You don't even wash your face or brush your teeth and in the same clothes.
He finally took a shower, his first since that morning the war began, at his family home in northern Gaza 26 days earlier. So you're speaking to us now from Cairo.
Yes.
But you can't stay there. You're going to have to move on to Malta, right?
I have to leave tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Because they give us 72 hours. I don't understand why. You have to leave. So I decide to go to Malta and to spend some time there and to think what I'm going to do after I feel I'm recovered.
Yeah. So where is your mother now? Where is your sister? Where's your family?
My mother and my sister and my niece and nephew still they are in Gaza. They refuse to leave. They decide, if you're going to die, let's die in our house. Of course, this is why I'm not happy leaving, because I'm worried about my mother. She raised us, 7 kids, by herself, get the best education. So I love my mother, and now I'm leaving her.
I'm so sorry, yeah.
Then, you know, people thinking, you know, I'm happy to leave. No, usually I travel a lot in my life, out of Gaza. And always I am happy to get out of Gaza. Even I love Gaza and always come back to it. But the feeling that you are free after you cross Rafah, I feel like I'm free. But this time, I didn't feel I'm free because still part of me is still in Gaza.
You're saying you usually feel free when you leave Gaza. You don't now, and that's because your family's there?
Not at all. I'm telling you, frankly, this is how I feel. This time, I'm feeling sad and angry.
You said you feel angry now. At who? Who do you blame for what's happening to your home, to your family?
Oh, Israelis and Americans. And really, I'm angry at Mr. Biden.
Even though the U.S. got you to safety?
Oh, no, not at all. No, not at all. Take me to safety? No, not at all. When they're helping destruction of your own people, I think American government, even with this situation, they were cheap. When they put us in the hotel and they tell us you have to leave in 72 hours, if you want to go to the States or you have to organize the ticket. What? This is American government which is giving Israel $14 billion and they are not capable of taking charters for their own citizen to United States and told me I have to be thankful for the American government. Why? Their duty to protect and to help their own citizen. No, I'm not happy at all. And I'm not happy the way they behave.
As for what's next, Qasem wants to see Nadia, his daughter in Canada, and his other kids, but not right away.
I need not to go now because I need to recover.
He says he needs time, psychologically and physically. He says he wants to protect his kids, to protect Nadia from what he's experienced.
You know, it's not talk to her about misery and war and all of this things happening to everybody in Gaza.
He doesn't want to bring the war to her. He just witnessed so many kids in Gaza who have no choice but to stay and live through it.
That was our co-host Mary Louise Kelly talking with Qasem Ali. He's an American citizen from Gaza who was allowed to leave last week.